Hey, it's Beth here. I was trying to wait for the air conditioner to stop, but it's not going to stop. So I'm just going to start, and it'll stop the minute that I get into 30 seconds. That just is always what happens. So I don't care. It's me. It's Beth. I'm over 65, and I'm still talking. And this is episode 111, June 8th, 2020. And yeah, I've had a lot of time on my hands, right? I'm just sitting around and I gotta, I'm thinking about what everybody's thinking about, and it's such a horrible time and can't get an image out of my mind. And so I just had to try to think of something else. So I finally came up with something, and it was my old friend, Rupert Holmes. You know, the pina colada guy, that song. I had it all wrong. Okay, it's even worse than I thought. You know, he was tired of his old lady, right? So she falls asleep, and he picks up the classifieds, the columns, and he sees, do you like pina coladas, getting lost in the rain, or whatever. Okay, so this is what happens. She sets up the date at O'Malley's, right? It's on Wednesday night. She's like, yeah, I'm free. I'm always free on Wednesday night. He shows up at the bar. He sees her. He acts like this is the most amazing, wonderful thing that's ever happened. He says he goes to his mother's every Wednesday night. She's putting two and two together. This is not the first time, like in this song, how amazing that they just find each other and they're married in real life. No, he's been doing this every Wednesday night for over a year. And she knows it now. I'm going to talk to Rupert Holmes and redo that song. Like, if she's smart, which I know she's smart, she's gonna pina colada his ass. So this is my topic: gaslighting in music. How we get talked into these crazy songs with insane lyrics where I'm supposed to just forget logic and reality and just get into the song. That one stands out. Woke me up again last night. I'm like, man, it's even worse. She wrote the classified. She was stepping out for the first time, and here he comes wearing that new shirt that his mother bought him. She is not falling for this. She never did. She never will. Rupert, you don't know women. That's all I'm saying. But I listened to that song for years without really seeing it correctly. So I got another one. This is for the guys out there. Dusty Springfield, okay? Beautiful song. Beautiful the way she sang it. You know, you don't have to say you love me. Just be close at hand. Okay. Don't believe her. Are you kidding me? It is the biggest guilt trip you're ever going to be on. If she gets you in bed one more time and she uses that line, close at hand, you're going to fall for it, and you're never going to get out of that trap. Believe me. Believe me. She's not cool about this, okay? She does want you, and she wants to tie you down. Don't believe that she doesn't want to tie you down and that you're free. You're not. Dusty, I'm sorry, but it's the truth, okay? It's, you know, and if you pick him on a real off night, he's gonna buy it. But it's a trap, guys. It's a trap. Just stay out of it, okay? Now this is one. Elvis Presley, Suspicious Minds. Okay, this is the biggest gaslight of them all right? He is totally cheating on you. Totally. And he's acting like your whole life's gonna fall apart. Like we can't go on like this. But listen, he doesn't love you too much, okay? If he loved you too much, he wouldn't be going out. And if he wasn't going out, you wouldn't have these crazy thoughts about him seeing his friend. Come on, we know what we're looking at. We were born with antenna for this stuff. So don't believe it. He's just trying to take your whole life away from you and making it your fault. And trust me, he is cheating on you. I would put my money on that one. Absolutely. Every dime I have. Now here's one that is such a gaslight, but I fell for it for years. I mean, staying with that big cello. You know, I'll be watching you every step you take. It was the 70s or whatever, the 80s, whatever it was. Whole different time, whole different person. But some of the lyrics, you know, can't you see you belong to me every step you take? I got sucked into that song. When he goes, baby, baby, please, you know, it just drew me in. But he is playing some heavy-duty games with you. He is watching you every single second, and he's trying to control you. So, I mean, I'm sorry, Sting, but we would need a lot of therapy. That's not okay. Okay? It just shows you how far we've come. But that was such a big hit at the time. And it's actually pretty creepy. But anyway, it only took me, I guess, 25 years to figure it out. But I'm sure about that one. Now here's the other one. Mary McGregor, this girl that looks like the sweetest girl. She looks like the sweetheart of Sigma Chi. Or Mary Mount College. She looks Catholic. She looks totally, totally the nun's favorite. Good girl all over her. Anyway, she sings this crazy song, Torn Between Two Lovers. I mean, I don't care if you're wearing a virgin pin and a kilt. There isn't a guy in the world that's going to fall for this. It's not going to be okay. I mean, you sit him down, you want to do it as gentle as possible. I get it. He's not going to like it. And then, when you say that line, this other guy filled an empty place that only he can fill? Oh, your first boyfriend is going to go, what are you into? What are you talking about? You are going to have so much trouble. I don't care who you think you are. There's no gentle enough voice for that. So, you know, she says at the end, she's asking for it right now. She is. She says, mustn't think you failed me. Who is this woman? She's got to go. This guy, I mean, he's a nice guy, I get it. But his head's gonna explode, okay? So, forget that song. I really never bought into that. I never did. I never thought that was gonna be okay with any guy in the whole world that I ever knew. So, then this group called 10cc, they did this song called I'm Not in Love. And it's very bluesy and very smoky, and it's really beautiful. But he has intimacy problems, this guy. Big problems.
I didn't get that. Could you try again?
Alexa, no one's talking to you. Okay? Let's just call it a day. Okay? It's enough for her. Okay, so, I'm not in love. Intimacy problems, and I'm going to prove it to you. Don't get me wrong. Don't think you've got it made. Who is this guy, George Clooney? I mean, who does he think he is? I'm going to kick him. And if I call you, don't make a fuss. Don't tell your friends about the two of us. Why does she want to even be with this guy for 2 seconds? The picture that he hangs on the wall hides a spot? Just run. What kind of a game is this that he's playing? Don't be that desperate. I mean, get a cat. So, I used to love that song. That's what's wrong with me. I mean, I was blind, now I can see. I was deaf, now I can hear. This is all, maybe I was hormonal. I don't know, or maybe it's just the times, and we've all grown. But that guy, that attitude, leave him alone. I hope everyone just gets away from him. So, then we've got Eric Clapton, Sunshine of Your Love, Come On. That guy's got the timer on. There's a lot of pressure in that song. A lot of pressure. He's waiting so long. Eric, what, like 5 minutes? What are you talking about? Well, I'll give him one thing. It's not gaslighting. It's not ambiguous. He's Eric Clapton, all right? Then there's this band called Player. It's a nice name for this group. Baby Come Back. It's a really pretty song. Baby Come Back. You've heard it a million times. But she should get it in writing. What he's saying to her at this very vulnerable moment, the guy is saying, right out loud, this verse I couldn't believe. The guy says, I was wrong. You can blame it all on me. Get that in writing. Because I don't know how long that's going to last. But what kind of a guy even says that once? That's what I love about that song. But I don't know if it's going to last. So then we got the old Willie Nelson. And this is a beautiful song. It's gaslighting, though. Total gaslighting. You know, it is. The title is. You know, but do you think, okay, do you think it's going to work, Willie, for one thing? And how many wives have you had? Because it's just that song where he's like, did I love you enough if I made you feel second best? And I'm like, okay, stop singing. Second best to who? Maybe I didn't love you quite as much as I should have? Well, who's second best? Who's Miss Second Best over there? Like, and you didn't hug me enough? Like, come on. Who is the second best person? Very suspicious. Little things I should have said or done? Who said they were little? I said they were huge. Like, what is this demeaning me now? You know, anyway, you know, it really does go beautifully. And when you see him do it in the video, he sells it. Right the eyeballs, right at you. Like, you know, I'm sorry. I mean, it comes right across. But I think the very next song that he's going to sing to you is On the Road Again. And you better watch out for Miss Second Best, because I think she's coming. So here's some gaslight cures, some absolutely perfect songs that you should listen to instead. Okay, if you don't want to get confused. But maybe I'm just the only confused one. But I swear I probably ruined Pina Colada, which was easy to ruin. I didn't, you know, I did pick some bad ones. Barry Manilow is on the list, but I spared you that much pain. So anyway, the first one is God Only Knows by the Beach Boys, which is totally perfect. Unchained Melody, Righteous Brothers, totally perfect. At Last by Etta James. This woman, I'm just getting into her right now. Like, she is the most pure, most soul-wrenching singer ever. And if you see her videos, it's unbelievable. She has the saddest love song in the entire world that I have ever heard. It's called I'd Rather Go Blind. This woman is so in love with this guy that she doesn't even want to see her face in the mirror while she's crying. And she doesn't want to see him leave her. And she'd actually rather go blind. And Etta James sells it for me. I mean, this is like a codependent theme song. And I love it. And I have very strong feelings, too. And I'd rather go... reading glasses. I can go as far as reading glasses. Not blind, but I can go as far as reading glasses. So, and I can take them off and then I can't see anything anyway, but I would never go blind. She's better at love than anyone in the history of the world. I'm going to read her autobiography because I'm so into her now. Maybe I'll do something about it if it's really great, because it's got to be really great. She just can't make all those songs come to life unless she had a really amazingly complicated love story. So I will get to the bottom of that, I promise. Now, Something in the Way She Moves? No. What are you talking about? Are you kidding? Something in the Way She Moves attracts me like no other lover? I'm like, what's going on here? How many other lovers? What is this? Like, am I in a lineup? Like, no, you're out. I can't do it. Gaslit. Ridiculous song. I don't want the pressure of trying to be like, there's going to be another lover that's going to come down the pipe tomorrow. She's going to be better than me. I mean, come on. What's up? So forget that song. And you're a Beatle. As if anybody could hold your attention for 5 minutes. So forget it. Even in my regular life, I just don't like that song. You're comparing me to something, somebody, someday, somehow. Don't like comparisons. I'm too low self-esteem for that. Especially in very intimate settings. So I can't do it. So that song is like the opposite of love. It's out. It's over. You're a song by Elton John, sweetest, loveliest. You know, of course these are songs from our time because we're from our time, okay? I don't really understand songs that people are singing today. So then we've got When a Man Loves a Woman, Percy Sledge. Love this song because he says, she can do no wrong. Sign me up. It's exactly where I want to be. I can do no wrong. Yeah, I'm not going to try to do wrong. It just seems to happen. So that song makes me very relaxed, and I love it. So there's another one that's kind of very iffy for me. Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? Now, this one just makes me nervous. I mean, she is so scared. It's so pathetic. Why would you be with... I mean, that's just... You know, like, you're not even going to have fun in this one time. If that's all you're thinking about, that is not the guy for you. That's the guy with the picture on the wall that's over a spot. Get rid of him. You can do better. Or buy a cat. Get a little kitty cat. They'll love you tomorrow. Especially if you feed them. Now, this is a good one. It's just... It's so moody. Chris DeBurge, I guess that's how you say it, Lady in Red. It's a really sexy song. I mean, if you're just low, you'll remember that you had hormones and pulsating blood once upon a time. It just kind of makes you warm inside. So that is a good song. Just play it once. You'll see what I mean. I've Been Blind. Now I'm Dancing with You. Nobody here, just you and me. Come on, the guy is totally riveted with you in this song. Just take you back to a nice day. Now this one is another one that takes you back, and it's Eric Clapton, and it's Wonderful Tonight, and it's a gorgeous, gorgeous song. But I'm afraid I'm getting curmudgeon-y or something, because you know, when everything's going great. The night's great, right? Like, she's got the dress. What should I wear? You look fabulous. They get to the party. He's totally enamored with you. But something happens at this party, and he seems to go off somewhere for a little while. And you're still looking great in your dress and everything. But when it's time to go home, the guy is loaded. And he's throwing you the keys. And he's got a headache. I mean, what did he take? Is it just alcohol? Drugs? What happened? And then the worst part is you're looking like $1 million, right? All dressed up, probably wearing high heels. Been killing you all night. And you're doing it for a good reason. And then the guy, you have to help him to bed? This is what? Are we in a nursing home? Like, how is this sexy? And how is that fun for her? It's just not fun. So... That song's kind of ruined for me. And I don't know if it's the mood I'm in or what. And I guess I'm a girl curmudgeon. Maybe there aren't any, but maybe I'm one. I'm seeing through all this stuff. So stick with the basics. Just stick with the, you know, right on the money, true love songs. Don't get into this all. And, you know, actually, you know, that Wonderful Tonight, like what, if she was so wonderful looking at that party, you would have stayed like, wait till I get you home. Wait till we're alone. I'm gonna rip that dress off. Like, that's what is wonderful. Not, you'll help me to bed. Like, what a sicko song. I'm sorry, Eric, but, and maybe it's me, but it could be me, but come on, help you to bed? Like, are you taking his shoes off and he's snoring in 2 seconds? And you got to take your beautiful dress off and your shoes all by yourself and then lie down next to this, like, log? Like, what kind of an evening is that for her? She got all dressed up for nothing. Nothing, Eric, nothing. Come on, man. You were like, that was 30 years ago. You could have done better than that. That's an insulting song. So, you know, maybe I should stop doing this. I'm not sure. But anyway, I hope I haven't ruined anything for you. I really do. But, you know, and we could look at this another way some other time. And we still have Etta James, okay? But she's just great. I mean, I know she's sick. And I know she has mental problems and she's codependent. But I love how direct she is. At last, it's just a beautiful song. So, you know, no ambiguity. Just Etta all the way. So, and the Beach Boys are awesome too. So, anyway, Beach Boys and Etta James, how did that happen? Anyway, I will see you soon, and maybe I'll get out tomorrow. Maybe I'll get some fresh air. I have no idea. It's now like 140 degrees here, and it's humid, but anything could happen. So I hope you're staying sane and calmer than you're trying to become. Just try to become. It's hard. And just, you know, just keep laughing. Next one I'm going to do is really good movies. Really good, good movies that'll make you forget about time. And I found some real good ones with people our age. That's what I've been doing. So I'll get that done tomorrow. And you just stay with me here, okay? Just stay right here with me. Bye-bye.